say in the north now, this control zone of the 20 kilometres is set up to restrict movement of animals to try and pick out any that may be harbouring the virus and eliminate them from the national herd. Some animals will show very mild signs. There might be slight swelling of the face and, you know, maybe a slight nasal discharge. And then you can get more severe signs where the face is massively swollen all the way, maybe all the way down to the brisket, and very red around the eyes, very red around the muzzle, and a severe nasal discharge. You can also get reddening down at the feet, a bit of lameness in a severe case, and in the udder as well. They're the main places to look for.
Should we be preparing ourselves for the worst that this is likely to get into the Republic of Ireland?
Yeah, we should be preparing, I think, for the worst, and to try and prevent the spread as best we can. You know, anyone that might have imported, you can actually import it in embryos, in semen, or livestock. So I suppose anybody that might have bought livestock from that area in the north of Ireland, you know, would want to just keep a very close eye on those animals. You know, it's going into the colder months of the year that there should be less midge activity. So hopefully it will be contained in the north. But definitely next summer, we'd want to be all well aware of the things to look out for.
If any farmer has any suspicions, what do they do?
Okay, so for your first port of call, number one, you should ring your DVO or the regional veterinary laboratory or your own veterinary surgeon.